This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth podcast series from Learning Teams Inc. as part of their Hop into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. In today's episode, we will hear a discussion of the Hop principle, Blame Fixes Nothing, between two leaders as they explore a recent incident in their energy utility business. So please, grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and listen now to this story about Blame Fixes Nothing.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for coming in. Please have a seat.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate you making time for this.
Of course. How are things in the field?
It's been a bit rough, to be honest. We had that incident last week with the equipment failure, and now there's a lot of finger-pointing going on. Everyone's on edge.
I've been hearing bits and pieces about that. Let's dive into it. What exactly happened?
Well, we had a malfunction with the pressure valve on one of the main lines. It caused a shutdown, which led to a significant delay in the project. The engineers are blaming the maintenance crew. The maintenance crew is saying it's a design flaw. And honestly, it's starting to feel like everyone's just trying to cover their backs.
I see. Before we go any further, let's take a step back. Mike, are you familiar with the HOP principle, Blame Fixes Nothing?
Yes, I am. Human and organizational performance. We've had some training on it, but I'm not sure everyone fully understands it.
One of the principles behind HOP is that blaming individuals or teams doesn't actually solve anything. Blame fixes nothing. It's easy to get caught up in who did what, but that rarely helps us understand the deeper, systemic issues that lead to these incidents in the first place.
That makes sense, but it's hard when tensions are high. People want someone to be held accountable.
Accountability is important, Mike, but it's about learning and improving, not punishing. When we focus on blame, we miss out on the opportunity to really understand what went wrong and how we can prevent it in the future.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, we start by shifting the conversation from blame to learning. Let's look at the incident as a system issue, not a people issue. We need to ask questions like, what conditions existed that made this failure possible? How can we change our processes or systems to reduce the risk of it happening again? Or try out the 4Ds card on storytelling, asking open questions like, when doing that work, what didn't make sense or frustrated you? Or, what did you feel was risky or challenging? Or, what made the work hard or demanding? And finally, what was different or what surprised you?
Well, that makes sense. But what if we find that someone really did make a mistake?
Mistakes happen, Mike. But rather than asking who blundered, why don't we ask, why did our controls and safety rules fail? In HOP, we focus on understanding these underlying factors, rather than just pointing fingers.
I see what you're saying. We've been so focused on assigning blame that we've missed the bigger picture.
Exactly. And I know it's a shift in mindset, but it's one that can make a huge difference in how we operate. Let's approach this incident as an opportunity to learn and improve our systems.
Okay, I'm sold. So what's the next step?
First, we gather everyone involved and make it clear that this isn't about blame. We're going to have an open discussion to identify what went wrong and how. Then, we'll work together to come up with solutions to prevent it from happening again. We call it a learning team. I will sponsor the learning team and organize a facilitator from the safety team. This will be a great learning opportunity for you, Mike.
You know, Susan, I think this could really change things for us. It's easy to get defensive, but if we can all come to the table with the understanding that we're here to learn, it might just help us work better as a team.
That's the goal. And it starts with leadership. If you set the tone and show that you're committed to finding solutions rather than assigning blame, others will follow.
Great. I'll do my best. Thanks, Susan. This conversation has been really helpful.
I'm glad to hear that, Mike. Remember, we're all in this together. Let's make sure that every challenge we face makes us stronger as a team.
Absolutely. I'll get the team together and we'll start working on this right away.
Great. Keep me posted on how things progress. And remember, we're here to support each other.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Mike. Let's make sure we turn this into a positive.